Chapter 2. To be sure, you yourselves know, brothers, how our visit to you has not been without results, but how after we had first suffered and been insolently treated, just as you know, in Philippi, we mustered up boldness by means of our God to speak to you the good news of God with a great deal of struggling. For the exhortation we give does not arise from error or from uncleanness or with deceit. But just as we have been proved by God as fit to be entrusted with the good news, so we speak, as pleasing not men, but God, who makes proof of our hearts. In fact, at no time have we turned up either with flattering speech, just as you know, or with a false front for covetousness. God is witness. Neither have we been seeking glory from men, no, either from you or from others, though we could be an expensive burden as apostles of Christ. To the contrary, we became gentle in the midst of you, as when a nursing mother cherishes her own children. So, having a tender affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the good news of God, but also our own souls, because you became beloved to us. Certainly you bear in mind, brothers, our labor and toil. It was with working night and day, so as not to put an expensive burden upon any one of you, that we preach the good news of God to you. You are witnesses, God is also, how loyal and righteous and unblameable we prove to be to you believers. In harmony with that, you well know how, as a father does his children, we kept exhorting each one of you, and consoling and bearing witness to you, to the end that you should go on walking worthily of God, who is calling you to his kingdom and glory. Indeed, that is why we also thank God incessantly, because when you received God's word, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but just as it truthfully is, as the word of God, which is also at work in you believers. For you became imitators, brothers, of the congregations of God that are in Judea in union with Christ Jesus, because you also began suffering at the hands of your own countrymen the same things as they also are suffering at the hands of the Jews, who killed even the Lord Jesus and the prophets and persecuted us. Furthermore, they are not pleasing God, but are against the interests of all men, as they try to hinder us from speaking to people of the nations, that these might be saved, with the result that they always fill up the measure of their sins. But his wrath has at length come upon them. As for ourselves, brothers, when we were bereaved of you for but a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavoured far more than is usual to see your faces with great desire. For this reason we wanted to come to you. Yes, I, Paul, both once and a second time. But Satan cut across our path. For what is our hope or joy or crown of exaltation? Why, is it not in fact you, before our Lord Jesus at his presence? You certainly are our glory and joy.